Our first scripture reading today is from the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 3 and 6. It can be found on page 437 in your pew Bible if you'd like to follow along. Now, on the 24th day of this month, the people of Israel were assembled with fasting and in sackcloth and with earth on their heads. Then those of Israelite descent separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their ancestors. They stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a fourth part of the day. And for another fourth, they made confession and worshiped the Lord their God. And Ezra said, "You are the Lord, you alone. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, and with all their host, and the earth, and all that is on it, the seas, and all that is in them. To all of them you give life, and the host of heaven worships you." Our next reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Can be found in the back of your pew Bible on page 152. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness by those who by their wickedness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been understood and seen through the things he has made. So they are without excuse, for though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling a mortal human being, or birds, or four-footed animals, or reptiles. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the degrading of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
Our gospel reading today comes from the gospel according to John, the very first chapter, starting with the first verse. You may find it on page 91 of your pew Bibles. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.